If Montreal's nightlife is the soul of the city, what will our next government do to protect it? That question was at the heart of a nightlife-themed electoral debate that saw representatives of three Montreal municipal parties convene at the Union Française last Thursday night. Max Honingman of Montreal 2424, a nightlife advocacy group that helped put on the event, told CKUT the debate was meant to hold officials accountable on issues like noise complaints and venue closures that are hitting nightlife hard.
When they're in the media, of course, they'll say, oh yeah, we love nightlife, and it's like these very vague commitments, but actually having a moderator, having questions that kind of push them a little bit, you know, gently and constructively to really expand on their vision and concretely commit to certain solutions can be very powerful. And no matter who wins the elections, we can hold them accountable to that.
Rosemont-La-Petite-Patrie councillor Erica Olnias was there on behalf of Governing Projet Montréal to defend her party's handling of the file, which has drawn criticism and praise in equal measure. Under Projet, the city has increased funding for things like soundproofing, making it possible for more and bigger venues to get city support on noise. They also say they're cutting red tape for certain venues as well as parts of the city who want to get permits for late night or repeating events through a new accreditation process. That's a result of last year's policy on nightlife.
I want to invite the people to just realize that we did deliver what was the starting point for nightlife in Montreal, which is to have a nightlife policy.
But people working in nightlife say what they really want is for the city to adopt the agent of change principle, an approach that would force whoever moves into a neighborhood latest to adapt to the environment surrounding it. So a new venue would have to make sure it's not bothering residential neighbors, and a landlord setting up shop next to a concert hall would have to make sure their tenants are able to get some sleep. It's a principle that the three parties at the debate all said they support. At the city level, it's already on the books. Well, sort of. Projet's nightlife policy says the city will work toward implementing the principle. Olnias, who's the councillor spearheading the nightlife changes, says that takes a lot of work behind the scenes.
Agent of change, just implementing in a bylaw, won't stand in front of court. So what we're doing is first, do the revision of the bylaw linked to noise. After that, to review certain urban planning bylaws. An example that has been implemented in the Plateau Mont-Royal, there is no residential project that can be done near a venue or a bar. So this is the kind of thing that protects that.
Earlier this summer, the city tabled its new noise bylaws in two nightlife-heavy boroughs, the Plateau Mont-Royal and Ville-Marie. They updated the way that sound is monitored and took away the earlier rule that banned any outside noise from a venue. But they also increased fines for a first offense by almost 10 times and kept the police as the de facto first responders for noise complaints. After a public outcry and nearly 14,000 Montrealers weighing in on the changes, Projet Montréal has reversed course.
We did listen. One of the things we want to take out is to make sure to come back to the actual fine that were there, which were between $600 and $2,000. So forget the $10,000, it's out. Second, we want to implement inspectors that are really linked to taking the noise issues. And we really want to implement mediation organization that will take care of these issues linked to cohabitation. So the police won't be the first people that needs to be called when it's going to be a noise issue coming from within a nightlife establishment.
Honingman says he welcomes the changes and what seems to be a consensus among the parties that the way noise is handled needs to change.
Very promising development is every major party seems to be in agreement that the police should be removed from managing low-level noise complaints. Seems like a small thing, but that's actually huge. That's an issue that affects underground promoters, clubs, like concert halls. Everyone in the live music nightlife space is affected by this kind of unnecessary criminalization and very poor mediation that happens in the context of noise complaints.
Another way that the city could change the way that noise is handled is changing the way it's discussed, according to Ensemble Montréal's Jean Baudouin. He's running to be borough mayor of the nightlife-heavy Plateau Montréal. an engineer and architect, Baudouin has also worked behind the scenes on projects like the pedestrianization of Montréal. And he wants to bring that spirit of collaboration and speaking between neighbors to the nightlife sector as well.
Our vision is at two scale. It's a scale of metropolis and also the neighborhood scale. As a metropolis, it's part of our identity as Montreal, as being a city that's welcoming, that promotes new ideas, creative events. So it made us famous or renowned around the world. But there's another scale where we now need to focus on is the neighborhood scale. And this is where Ensemble Montréal, we're more oriented towards the idea that the soundscape, the music, the sound of a main street is part of the identity of a neighborhood. So we want to make sure that this is acknowledged by all citizens as a value for our neighborhoods and our metropolis. So this soundscape is precious, and how do we discuss as neighbors to say, okay, let's preserve this soundscape for our neighborhood and for Montreal.
What does that actually look like on the ground, though? For him, it's overhauling Montreal's urban planning advisory committees, who study planning and development applications and make recommendations to the boroughs. And it's also about making sure the borough doesn't greenlight development projects that are going to cause friction, as was the case when the Plateau allowed a residential development to move in beside historic theater La Tulipe, ultimately resulting in the venue's closure due to noise complaints last year.
We for sure won't make the mistake of allowing a permit to make venues in our neighborhood close.
For Transition Montreal, the future of venues also comes down in part to permits. Party leader and Sud-Ouest councillor Craig Sauvé said during the debate that he'd like to see more venues get special allowances for noise, as is the case with the Beanfield Theatre in his borough. Though Sauvé comes to the issue as a former bartender and musician, it's candidate Sergio Da Silva who's perhaps the city's best-known advocate for nightlife reform.
These are the sounds of the city, and people have to respect the fact that you live with other people, you live in a densely populated metropolitan area, and you have to understand that's the choice that you've made.
Da Silva's the owner of Turbo House, a bar and independent venue in the Ville Marie borough, where he's running to be city councillor. Despite the borough's strong nightlife presence, noise complaints are still an issue. And Da Silva says there's more the city could do to help.
I think the biggest thing is getting the SPVM and morality police out of noise complaints in general. As long as we can move to a mediation-based process where we can get the community together to find solutions to the problems before they become punitive, like that's number one. Number two is also abolishing, where's the big boss? He's not here, but I'm going to talk to him about later. We are still discussing a lot of things going back and forth. We also want to be put in place sort of like the ability to transfer places into nightlife hubs where different rules will apply. So being able to go to your councilman, go to your SDC to be like, hey, we're going to petition to make this a nightlife spot. And you can then go forward and get this new set of rules put in place so that you can operate without worrying about what's going to happen.
What that city support could look like in practice isn't all ironed out yet. During the debate, Sauvé mused about using a tax on sales from big events to support small venues. Not necessarily the most popular strategy, in an era when price gouging and scalping already have prices skyrocketing for big venue tickets. Da Silva says that though some of the details are still being worked out, support for nightlife is at the heart of Transition's platform, and it should be at the heart of how Montrealers cast their vote.
Why should they care about it? Because it's the heart, it's the beating heart of the city. The idea that you can separate yourself from nightlife in Montreal and live in Montreal is like you're delusional. Like the people who work in these spaces, the amount of community that's created through going to shows, going to dinner, going to fucking everything, just being out in the world after dark, after work, your life can't just be waking up, going to work, and coming home. If you get involved, I swear to God, it will change your fucking life.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.